This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says he will work for national unity and changes in the country. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet off to Geneva to attend World Health Assembly. And US lets allies give F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed the determination to work to protect national unity and bring required changes to the country. Inaugurating the half marathon organized by Kantipur Media House in the capital this morning, he said the current government is determined to ensure that the people can be served, good governance can be provided, and development can be provided through change. Prime Minister Dahal said that the government is going to develop sports as a matter of top priority, stating that the government has moved forward with a new resolve of maintaining good governance, development and prosperity in the country. He clarified that the discussions held between the senior political leaders will focus on those topics as well as other concerning issues such as transitional justice and fighting against anti-republican forces. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that relations with India are unique in terms of open border, economic, political, social and people-to-people relations, and said that his upcoming visit to India will be historic for both countries. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has left early today for Geneva, Switzerland to attend the 76th World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization. Minister Basnet is leading a six-member delegation, including additional Health Secretary Dr. Vikas Devkota. The assembly is to be held from May 21 to 30, will determine the World Health Organization policies ahead while also reviewing and approving the proposed program budget. During the visit, Minister Basnet is also scheduled to meet with donors and related agencies from various countries working to support Nepal's health sector. On the occasion, Nepal will also contest for the post of Regional Director of the World Health Organization. According to Minister Basnet, Dr. Sambhu Acharya will be nominated as a candidate representing Nepal for the post. Nepal is reportedly competing with Bangladesh for the regional position. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has said that the current government has started good work to maintain good governance, control corruption and fulfill people's expectations. Addressing the annual general meeting of the Press Center Nepal Pratisthan Province Committee today, she said that the government is taking initiatives to work in favor of the people. Minister Sharma said that the media has an important role to take good work done by the government to the people. According to Minister Sharma, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has learned from the previous two terms and proceeded with the third term wisely. Mentioning that the Federal Democratic Republic is a common achievement of the entire country, Minister Sharma said that in recent days there has been an increase in attacks on the achievements of people's struggle. The media should play a strong role to protect political achievement, Minister Sharma said, that there is an all-round attack on democracy, inclusiveness and federalism, and it is necessary to be united against attacking these systems. The education workers have requested to stop the trend of students going abroad in the name of higher education by improving the quality of the universities of the country. In the policy dialogue organized by the Higher Institutions and Secondary Schools Association Nepal Kathmandu and KhabarEducation.com on the current state of higher education, the speaker discussed issues such as non-implementation of the annual calendar in Trivandrum University and other universities, lack of innovation, research-oriented and employment-oriented education, and non-uniformity in the scale of student fees. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Hari Lamsal, admitted that despite the government's efforts to address the issues, the results were not as expected. The government of Nepal has announced its commitment to effectively conduct economic policy during the presentation of policies and programs for the fiscal year 2080-81 at a joint meeting of the federal parliaments yesterday. President Ramchandra Podil presented the policies and programs emphasizing the evaluation of diplomatic missions and their chiefs based on their ability to mobilize foreign investment, promote tourism and increase exports for Nepal. The government intends to review and strengthen the country's foreign missions. Efforts will be made to secure a leading position in sending peacekeeping missions under the UN, ensuring active participation in global peacekeeping endeavors. Furthermore, the government aims to resolve any border-related issues through diplomatic channels while safeguarding the country's independence and sovereignty. The National Human Rights Commission has called on the government to address the demands reached by the members of the House of Representatives, Sanjay Kumar Gautam, who is on a hunger strike and thereby save his life. During the on-site monitoring of the hunger strike, the National Human Rights Commission Lumbini Province Branch Office, Nepalganj, noticed serious problems with his health and urged him to resolve the problem through negotiations and pay attention to saving his life. Gautam is a member of House of Representatives elected from Bardia Constituency No. 1. He has been on a hunger strike for the past 7 days in Bardia, putting forth a 15-point demand under the campaign Save Our Bardia, Make Better Bardia. This news comes to you from Nadi, Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. says it will allow its Western allies to supply Ukraine with advanced fighter jets, including American-made F-16s, in a major boost for Kyiv. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said President Joe Biden informed his G7 counterparts of the decision at the bloc summit in Japan yesterday. Mr. Sullivan added U.S. troops will also train Kyiv's pilots to use the jets. Ukraine has long sought advanced jets, and President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the move as a historic decision. Mr. Sullivan also indicated the jets would only be used for defense purposes, adding the U.S. would neither enable nor support attacks on Russian territory. Volodymyr Zelensky has accused some Arab leaders of turning a blind eye to Russia's invasion of Ukraine ahead of his trip to the G7 in Japan. The Ukrainian president made the comments while attending an Arab League summit in Saudi Arabia yesterday. Of the Arab League nations, only Syria has openly supported Russia's invasion. Others have sought to maintain good relations with Moscow. Mr. Zelensky also told the assembled leaders in Jeddah that his country was defending itself from colonizers and imperialists, appearing to invoke the Arab world's history of invasion and occupation. Mr. Zelensky also aimed at Iran, which is not a member of Arab League, for supplying Shahid drones to Russia. Iran denies supplying drones for the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The westerly wind coupled with the local wind has a general impact on the country at present. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is a possibility of rainfall along with lightning at a few places in the hilly regions today. There are chances of rain accompanied by thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. The weather is now partly cloudy in these provinces. According to the division, light rainfall has been predicted at Kathmandu Valley this afternoon. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari said there is a chance of wind in the Tarai areas of Kosi and Wadis provinces today. Partly to generally cloudy weather has been forecast in Kosi and Gandaki provinces today night, as well as the possibility of brief rain with thunder and lightning at many places in these provinces. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 13.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he will work for national unity and changes in the country. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet off to Geneva to attend World Health Assembly. And U.S. lets allies give F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.